Barry, baby, let's just sit here for half a second and talk for a moment or two. Have you gotten used to the sort of thing that you went through in the hallway with the gals? No, it's very complimentary, I mean.
It is, yeah, it's very...
Sort of blow your ego up a little bit, Meg, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Now, I'm amazed at this man. He has not changed at all, not that I expected him to, but he is about, I guess, the biggest young star of the whole entertainment business at the moment. What'd you do on your vacation?
I took my sleeping bag, my guitar, and I went to the Grand Canyon.
Did you just sleep out under the stars and all that?
Yeah, it was really great.
Can't afford a room or what?
Well, no, I can't. It's really no, I can't. I just decided I'd do that, you know.
Now, why would a guy who lives in, the luxury of Hollywood land in the entertainment world go out and camp out by the Grand Canyon?
I must be really strange. I don't know. I just really like it.
You find that sort of thing refreshing your innards and all of that?
Yeah, it really, it let loose a lot of, that was building up inside me.
Did you do anything creative other than just lie around and take it easy?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I wrote a few songs out there. Looking over the Arizona skies.
You have sort of a frightening prospect. When I said 2.5 million records, that record may well have gone a lot more by now, all over the world and every place. What are you going to do as an encore? Have you worried about it yet?
No, I'm not.
You don't have time.
No, we've got a lot of things in the can. In the can, we've already cut.
Are they hits?
Every one of them. No,
sure.
We've got I'm doing another album right now, as a matter of fact.
Are you going to put some of your own material in?
Yeah, one of the songs on the next album will be mine, which I wrote with my producer, Wes Farrell, who knows you very well.
A very good friend of mine.
Right.
I don't want to ask this question, but you can answer it any way you want, or you can tell me, like I told her, it's none of her business. But the young lady over there, Pam, is going to die. She wants to know about your love life, which I don't really think this is the place that... Turn around, Pam, you're burying your head. Do you have anyone you keep company with steadily?
Nobody.
That was the answer you wanted, wasn't it? Stay there, somebody hold on to... David, let's get off this silliness and do the song. That is such a giant hit.
You
take this spot here. I'll move over here, and we'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. David Cassidy.